Around the end of April, we were approached by a team from BBC Scotland, led by Mark Daly from BBC Television Scotland, supported by Cathy Long from BBC Radio Scotland, and later Liam McDougall from Panorama. Mark Daly, in writing, confirmed that two programmes had been commissioned. We worked very closely with them, providing all sorts of written documentation that we had, and we had a lot of it. We had many, many discussions. The team came down to Shropshire to visit Anne and Holly on the 4th of June this year. Everything was going well. They were very happy that everything stood up, and they were determined to expose these people. Not only the Holly's case, but they had also told us that they'd discovered other instances of paedophilia in Scotland, which they were investigating. On the 10th of June, both Anne and I received a call from Mark Daly, in some distress, telling us that he had bad news for us. He had been blocked from doing not only Holly's story, but any story about paedophilia. He insisted that he had stood his ground in trying to say that he really felt this should be done, but was told finally that if he continued, he and the team continued in investigating any stories into paedophilia in Scotland, they would be dismissed. I said to Mark, I said, who told you this? Give me a name. Who's blocked you? Who stopped you? This is too big for names and everything like that. He refused to do so. And obviously subsequently has not contacted me again, despite the fact I've left the door open for him, as is the case with Cathy Long. In that time, I've been actually trying to find out what happened about this, because I've stressed what kind of person would actually want to prevent investigation in such horrific stories as Holly's. I couldn't understand the mentality of the person who would want to stop a story like that coming through. I've written several times to the Director General, Mark Thompson, and I've also, and failing to get a reply from him, I wrote to the head of the BBC Trust, St. Michael Lyons. Neither of these gentlemen have had the courtesy of replying to me in any way yet, even to acknowledge my letters, which I think is a disgrace. Instead, I did get a letter from the head of the legal department, Mr. David Lana, who has suggested that I put it in the form of a complaint, much as if I'd been moaning about swearing during a soap. That was his attitude to it. I refused to do this, and I said, no, I want Mr. Thompson to answer the question. He has the ultimate authority at the BBC. This, I believe, is one of the most scandalous stories in BBC's history, and certainly one of the most shameful, and I insist that he answers who it was who stopped Mark Daly and the team, and why. To date, still no response has been forthcoming.